We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. I am efforting Jaguars linebacker Devin Lloyd. Should have that momentarily. So we start our third and final hour. Friday is always a busy third hour. Albie's week that was, the ATP. I've got some final thoughts going into the weekend. Got some great college matchups, some great pro matchups. A reminder that I've got about, I don't know, a bleep ton of podcasts you should listen to, including Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. We hit seven NFL games. The Pro Football Doc, Dr. David Chow, is also on there with some props. So we've got a lot to get done. This says, call back anytime, cat. Bella's cat for the win. Bella's cat rules. Chad from Orlando. This dude hates the dog, but he loves the cat because that makes so much sense. All right, as promised, we are joined right now by a rookie linebacker for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was the 27th pick overall in the draft in 2022. Great career at Utah. He was a first-team All-American. Also, Pat Tillman, Defensive Player of the Year, led the Jags in tackles and pass deflections in Sunday's win over the Colts. He had an INT. Jacksonville 1-1, and they are at the Chargers on Sunday. Devin Lloyd is my guest. Devin, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Really good to have you. So, dude, I got to say, your first two games have been unbelievable. You had 11 tackles in the opener and a really important sack. Then, arguably, your second game was even better than your first. You had the shutout against the Colts. You had a pick. I mean, it can't be as easy as you're making it look. Or maybe, dude, has it been that easy?
I wouldn't say easy, but, you know, I definitely put in a lot of time in college as far as watching film, watching NFL film. And I feel like a lot of it is helping me right now. You know, it helped translate to understanding the game, understanding how offenses are trying to attack me, and really just knowing where to be at the right time.
I'll tell you what, you don't sound like somebody who's played two games in the NFL. You sound like somebody who's been in there much longer. You mentioned college. You know, I'm on record as saying, I think Kyle Whittingham is one of my favorite college coaches. I've got immense respect for him. I have immense respect for the program. I've always said this. So what about that? Like, how much of that Utah experience has to do with the fact, the start that you've gotten off to, a quick start, and then what was that Utah experience like for you?
Yeah, it was huge, and you know, I love Coach Witt too. And one thing about him is he always does things the right way, and he makes sure that everyone in the program does things the right way, and that translates directly to right now. You know, the little things that you wouldn't even think about as a player that actually do end up, you know, coming into a factor come game day. And so, you know, I went through 4.5 years of that. And overall, you know, I love my experience there. You know, I met so many people, lifetime relationships, and, you know, we won a lot of games as well, and I grew a lot as a man. So, you know, the overall experience was amazing, and it definitely prepared me for this level.
It's a great response. I'm not surprised by any of that. Devin Lloyd joining us. So you get that first career pick against the Colts, and like what I'm hearing, and this is true, a lot of that is the hard work, the film study. How gratifying is it then to put in that kind of time and have it pay off that quickly with that first pick?
Yeah. You know, it was awesome. More than anything, too, I'm glad we got the win. You know, I definitely was happy to do that. More than anything, you know, it's just finding a way to continue to build on top of that now. You know, I'm somebody who's never satisfied. And so I'm always, you know, looking for, I wouldn't say more, but just trying to get better. And so that was a great feeling, though, getting the first pick. You know, it kind of came right to me. It was a gift the way I looked at it. So came right to me. But, you know, like I said, I'm already on to the Chargers now.
I get it. Devin Lloyd joining us. Let me ask you something. You're only two games in, but I'm kind of curious. Watching you guys from afar, when I look at that secondary, I mean, a lot of it's scheme, but it seems like the unit is built to turn the opposition over. And what I mean by that is it just seems like you guys have a bunch of dudes that have ball skills, that can ball hawk, that have a background or a knack for ripping it from the opposition. Is that what it feels like? I mean, do you guys have guys that are just built for that type of thing?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I just see nothing but playmakers, guys who are just football players, guys who understand the game and how to, you know, make an impact on the game. And that's at all levels. You know, DBs all the way to the front seven. I feel like all of us are just, you know, playmakers and, you know, good at a lot of things. And so, you know, we're always there to help one another. So, you know, let's say somebody misses a tackle, I know that they're going to be right there behind me or whatever the case may be, you know.
Hey, Devin, I think that you ended up in a great spot with them and in that scheme. But to be honest, I think the team also got an absolutely great pick with you at number 27. I'm curious, what was draft day like for you personally? Where did you think that you would go?
Yeah, based on my film, I know I didn't really have the best combine, so to say. But, you know, I felt like I was going to go top 10. And, you know, that obviously didn't happen. Those 2 hours, I'm not going to lie, they were kind of long. Because, you know, going in, I'm thinking, okay, like, just don't be nervous or anything. Like, just let it come to you. And it was like that for the first 15 to 20 picks. And then after that, I was like, okay, like, what's going on here? Like, and then, you know, it was just looking at my phone constantly. But, you know, more than anything, like, I was just grateful once I did hear my name called. And, I mean, I was just ready to get to work. I was ecstatic to find out where I was going. And, you know, I'm glad Jacksonville is my home.
See, that's really interesting. Like, so, for instance, and I get that. I believe that. Like, you got beyond that. It's time to go to work. I've got a job to do. I mean, did you, once that was over, did you kind of let that slide off your back? Or are you keeping, quote, receipts? And do you remember? And are you running on any of that kind of fuel and going to remember those teams that passed on you?
I mean, you're always going to remember that day because, you know, that's, you know, a life-changing day. That day changed my life forever. You know, I always, for me personally, I mean, I would say a little bit of both, yes and no, because I do remember the teams that, you know, were in front of me that probably, you know, were talking about getting me or, you know, had opportunity. But at the same time, you know, I'm very spiritual and I understand that, you know, everything happened the way it's supposed to happen. So, you know, I hold no resentment or anything like that. But at the same time, you know, you still do remember that day and waiting there and, you know, that 2 hours, which, like I said, I'm grateful to go on the first day, but, you know, that was a long 2 hours for me.
So. Well, I get it, dude. Devin Lloyd joining us. I get it. It is a day that you spent your entire life working towards and others made sacrifices for you to be in that position. And to that point, you know, we talked about your background and your journey and what you learned at Utah. You go back before then. What about your father and your mother both serving in the U.S. Navy? So as a son of a pair of Navy vets, how do you think being raised in a military family helped shape you and get you ready for this opportunity?
Yeah, really just self-discipline and understanding how to be a team player, so to say, to work with others and do so really just do it the right way. But really self-discipline, doing things on your own without people telling you. You know, a lot of stuff that I did growing up, it was kind of on my own. And so, you know, I was really independent. And so that just taught me a lot about just not relying on anybody for you to, you know, get your work done or do what you're supposed to do, you know. So just a lot of that type of stuff.
All right, so before I ask you about the Chargers and turn you loose, let me ask you about Jacksonville. They've had some challenging seasons, but the support from the fan base has never wavered. I mean, they're awesome. What have you learned about the fans in Duval already?
Yeah, like you said, they're going to be with us through the good times and the bad. And I mean, really, you know, they just love their team. That's one thing that I really noticed since I've been out here is, you know, they're really diehard fans and super underrated. I know in the last few years hasn't been the best by any means, but they still stuck with us. And I mean, I've seen nothing but just support and love. And, you know, I know it's only going to continue to grow as we get better and better.
They are great fans. All right, so finally, you've got another challenge coming up this week. You've got the Chargers. I know you're getting ready for that. You know, when you look at film, I'm kind of curious, what concerns you the most about them? What do you see?
Yeah, well, obviously, you got to start with their quarterback, Justin Herbert. You know, a great player. I mean, someone who can make all the throws, is athletic. You know, starts with him, but then their O-line. Is actually they work really well together as a unit, and then obviously their receivers. I mean, they got a lot of really just dynamic receivers. You know, big body guys that can run, and I mean, just make big plays. The running back Austin Eckler is really good too as well, especially in space. And I mean, really, he's like a true do it all type of guy. So I mean, they present a lot of challenges. Definitely, they got a lot of good players, and you know, I know you know, they have good coaches as well.
That's a great breakdown right there. I was going to ask you about Eckler because he has not had the best start to the season. I love the guy. I love his background. I love his story. I love his grit. I love his heart. And I think you're right. I think he's dangerous in open space. Do you feel like you're going to be matched up with him and get some time against him? And then how do you approach that?
Yeah, I can definitely see a lot of that, getting him the ball in space, getting the ball out quick, and for him specifically, and then, you know, a lot of their playmakers as well. But him specifically, too, I can see that a lot.
All right, Jacksonville 1-1, and they're 1-0 in divisional play. Devin Lloyd is off to a great start, two games in. Devin, really, really appreciate you and the conversation. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
You too. Devin Lloyd, could not be more impressed. He's two games into his NFL career. He's a rookie. That tells you that he came up the right way. I mean, went to the right program, had the right upbringing. Very rare is the rookie who sounds like that. He sounds like a 10-year vet in the way he prepares, the way he carries himself. And if you saw his first two games, he has been lights out. An amazing draft pick at 27 for the Jags. And, you know, by the way, I loved his response. Yes, it was hard. Yes, draft day was hard. I thought it was a top 10 pick. Those were two long hours. Yes, it was hard. I don't forget that day. It was a very important day. However, I'm faithful. There's a reason that things happen, and I'm fine. I'm good. Just like I'm fine with the guy who says, I will never forget that day, and I'm going to run on that rocket fuel, and I'm going to pay back everybody every time I play them for my entire career. I get that too. I happen to think Jacksonville is on its way back, and that's good. You may find this hard to believe, and maybe you think I get more mileage out of Perv than I do Jacksonville when they're good. I would so much rather talk about the Jags in good terms, in positive terms. Man, I respect them. I respect Duvall. I respect the fans. I just had no choice when Perv was there doing pervish things. But there's always somebody else. There will never be another Pervin, but there will be somebody else who does something stupid to give me content for team content. I would rather talk positive about Jacksonville because I know the community. I know those fans, man. They're great. They're awesome. I want good things for them. And Devin Lloyd's a very good thing. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, actually, before I do that, more reaction. Then we'll take a break. Romy, first we have Paul's dog, now Bella's cat. What's next? John Elway's horse? It's the jungle, not a zoo.
Thank you to John Elway.
Hey, Amber John. In Portland.
War Lady Clones.
Hashtag War Lady Clones. I know. And believe me, I would love to sit here and say, man, my callers are something else. I wish I didn't have to point to somebody pretending to be a dog and somebody pretending to be a cat as the two best calls of the week. You think I'm proud of that? But I'm being real. They were the two best calls of the week. So this isn't on me. It's on you to do better. I can't host the show and call the show at the same time.
We see cat, man.
Like this, look at this guy. In Santa Barbara, no less. Rome, get control of your show. This is embarrassing. Where the hell was Alvin to run that puss?
Swing the bat, puss.
Morgan in Santa Barbara wore Paul's dog as the worst thing the jungle has ever produced. Yo, Morgan. Look, dude, I was going to say, I don't need somebody from Santa Barbara coming at me like that. However, we are here to keep it real. And although it disappoints me, Morgan, that somebody from Santa Barbara, given my roots in Santa Barbara and my love of that town, would come at me like that because your take is wrong, you're not the only one, so I can't really single you out.
Come at
Half
me.
The people, come at me. Come at me. I worked in Santa Barbara.
Come
I'm a man.
Me.
Come at me.
40.
I had many a crawl down State Street. Morgan, come at me. I've been
Come
to Joe's.
Me.
Let me tell you about Joe's. If you're ever in Santa Barbara, and you know me, I don't mind an adult beverage on a Friday or a Saturday or a Friday and a Saturday. Joe's Cafe in Santa Barbara is the oldest of the old school bars, and I have never been anywhere, and I've been overseas. I've been to Europe. I've been around this country. I don't know that I've ever been in a bar that makes a cocktail like that bar. oldest of the old school, and I've never seen anything like it. Man, I love Santa Barbara. Love Santa Barbara. Went to college in Santa Barbara. Well, technically Isla Vista, but then I got my professional start in Santa Barbara. Well, technically in Los Angeles, and then the old man fired me, and I went back to Santa Barbara. Great town. Amazing bleeping town. Boomer Parkin writes, Romus. Full disclosure, Rome, I'm a dog man. But Bella B's kitty kicks that dog's bitch ass around the city. Rock on, kitty.
They're all buttholes out there. They really are.
Rich writes, you have entered a new era of the Jim Rome Show.
Era.
Dogs and cats. Can we predict the next animal take on JRS? I'll go first. Given your hobbies, it's got to be a horse. Nay, you say. It's an easy call to make. Get out the oat bag, Romy. I'm not encouraging it. I didn't say, hey, you know what would be great for this show? If somebody pretended to be a dog. The dog just called. I didn't ask for animals to call my show. All I've ever asked is that you have a take and you not suck. Actually, you know what happened? Paul called. It wasn't a dog. Paul called, and then Paul's dog hijacked the call and just kept calling and kept calling. And then half you kept hating and kept hating. And then half you thought the guy was funny. And I'm one of them. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, quote, Bella B's cat called to take a run at the dog. Now, I don't know who that is, but if we were to break this thing down and break down the dog's call, was there anybody the dog singled out? There's that. Now, not to put on the tinfoil hat or be a great conspiracy theorist, it could be anybody. You know, watching true crime, who had the motive and who had the opportunity? But the problem with that theory is half of you hate that dog. It could be anybody. So who had the motive and who had the opportunity? Half you losers. Romy, insert Yoko sound drop. Regards, Sapphire.
Bombay Sapphire.
Trying to dry hump Bella's cat. Yeah, it doesn't sound like that. Nothing does. Romy, whoever, whatever idiot sent this, Romy, insert Yoko sound drop. Regards Sapphire trying to dry hump Bella's cat. Does that sound like a cat? Does that sound like a cat humping another cat? Sapphire does not sound like that. You might make the argument that that sounds like somebody getting nice, but I don't think that sounds like a couple of cats getting after it. There you go, Alvy. Some cat porn. Oh, ho, ho. Yeah, exactly. That was even too hot for you to handle. Alvin, that was incredible. That was incredible. I so badly want to ask you to do that again. That was incredible. I hope you clones got that 10 seconds. That was incredible. And wholly organic, a clone submission, and in fact, a pretty amazing submission, led to an even greater Alvin production moment. And even Alvin knows he stepped over the line because he's not doing it. He stopped. He stopped. And I know he stepped over the line because I'm not asking him to do it again. But that was an amazing 10 seconds. That was a legendary 10 seconds. I wonder how many of you fully appreciated the risk he just took. Alvin's whole job is to check me and make sure I don't get out of line. Who's checking you, little guy? If you're checking me, who's checking you? Where are the checks and balances on you? Because that was totally over the line. Totally trashed.
Nobody,
Alvin, obviously.
Totally.
That better work its way into your week that was, Alvin. Chalk. Jim Rome Show. What do you want to talk about? Caller. Hi. This is Bella's cat. Chalk. Her what?
His what?
Geoff and Lincoln. Whatever, Geoff. I'm still thinking about what Alvin just did. All right, so we had Devin Lloyd, who was great. We had Seth Wickersham, who I thought was outstanding. Hey, I don't know if you clones picked up on that. That was a Zoom call. We had a nice, long-form video chat with Seth Wickersham. We're going to do more of that. So my thanks to the production crew in New York for making that happen. That worked well. That worked very well, actually. Good job and a good effort. Let's go ahead and take a short time out. Plenty more good content where that came from. We're going to finish with a flourish, I promise. Dell Technologies semi-annual sale has arrived, and it is time to upgrade to the latest business technology. Save big on laptops and desktops with Windows 11 Pro. Plus, get amazing deals on server storage and cloud solutions, as well as top work accessories, including docks, monitors, and more. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL, 877-ASK-DELL for special business offers during our semi-annual sale. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Solutions is helping businesses nationwide with more than five but less than 500 employees qualify for a tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Can I stop right there and ask you to do the math? More than five but less than 500. What if you have 50 employees or 10 or 100 or 150? Multiply that by 26 GER. Find out if your business qualifies. Call toll-free 800-704-2000 or go online to OmegaTaxCredits.com. So I've got a decision that I have to make as the adult in the room and as the guy who runs this show. I have not given you my thoughts on an NBA coach, a great NBA coach that led his team to the NBA Finals, who just got suspended for a year. Never seen anything like that before. I probably should give you my thoughts on that. Or do I go to James in Portland? I mean, I kind of think I know what you would want. But then again, if I always fed the clones and gave the clones what they wanted, I long ago would have become a clone. But then again, we are at the bottom of the hour already. And you know, if I have thoughts on Ime Udoka, it's going to take a while. But if I go to James, it's not going to take that long. Look, I pride myself on not being lazy, on putting my feet up, of that understanding that the hack, you want to know what the hack is? The hack is there is no hack. That's the hack. You want a life hack? You want a biohack? Sorry, all these scientists that know more than me. The hack is there is no hack. There is no shortcut. The only way out is straight through. So, let's go to the phones. James in Portland. What's up, James?
Jimmy, my man, and Albie, you've produced a lot of things in this world, like children. Now you can add cat porn to the list. And hold on, Jim. Achoo! This is a shout-out to my boy Richie Bones in Buffalo, coming from a.k.a. the Golden Ticket Teflon Don. Come on!
Alvin, what is the matter with you? He just ran himself. That was incredible. He just ran himself. Alvin, what are you doing? Alvin's funny. Normally, when James says, come on, he knows the hammer's coming. But Alvin said, actually, that was not run worthy. So when James did not hear the manual buzzer, he created one himself. Listen, we're not going to have time for a huge call back at the end of the show. I really want to hear that again. That was really funny, and I made a mistake. I didn't say, James, my man. I left out the my man.
Jimmy, my man, and Albie, you've produced a lot of things in this world, like children. Now you can add cat porn to the list. And hold on, Jim. Achoo! This is a shout-out to my boy Richie Bones in Buffalo, coming from a.k.a. the Golden Ticket Teflon Don. Come on!
This dude, that was the best. That was the best caller-generated manual buzzer I think I've ever heard. James in Portland with his shout-out to Richie Bones. And it's the best. I almost want to use that and replace LT finally after all these years. I won't. I can't. But that was awesome. James Kelly's like in awe of that call. That's part of our podcast. You want to listen to it. Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. We cover things like that. So did I make the right or wrong decision? They pay me as a nationally syndicated host to talk about difficult things, to do the hard subjects, the hard stories. Ime Udoka, as an example. Haven't gotten to that yet. And why? Because I chose to take that phone call instead. All right, so when we come back in that final segment, I will definitely get to Alvin's week that was because, well, frankly, it's the best segment of the entire week. In ATP, I'll get to that because, well, frankly, it's a paid sponsorship. And we'll see about the Celtics. If you want to call, go ahead and do it. 1-800-636-8686. What a day. Big day of college football tomorrow. Can't wait for that. Big day of NFL action on Sunday. You know I can't wait for that. If you want to get ready for Sunday, I'm going to keep hammering this. It's really good. I would not keep hammering our podcast, Jim Rome's Big Head Bets, if I did not think that it was very good content. It's a really good podcast. If you like this show, if you like the NFL, if you like gambling, if you like the head, if you like me, you're going to like that because it's all those things and we dial it up. We're turning it loose. We say and do things on that podcast that I could never say and do on this show. We say and do things on that podcast that would get me fired from this show. Look for it wherever you get your podcasts. ATP brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'll hit that ATP in a minute. First up, I don't have time to give you my thoughts on Ime Udoka. However, what I can say is Wick Grosbeck, the owner slash governor of that team, had a presser earlier today, and they said essentially nothing. They said essentially nothing. The only thing we got out of that presser is that they had an independent law firm do their investigation, and the investigation is the basis for the suspension. Aside from that, they shared no details whatsoever, but this is what he had to say about that.
For privacy reasons, I won't be able to offer many additional facts or circumstances around what occurred and why the suspension is in place. I really have to leave you with the wording of our statement, which was admittedly fairly crisp. You might notice I have notes here. I don't think I've ever had notes at a press conference. I enjoy speaking ad lib extemporaneously and letting things share freely. But in this case, I really have to refer to the notes and stay within the bounds. And I have to break it to you that if you had the notes in front of you, you wouldn't learn all that much. So it's sort of that type of press conference. I'm sorry for that.
Right. And we learned nothing from that. So there's your update. In terms of Udoka, quote, his statement was, we also learned nothing from, but his statement was, I want to apologize to our fans. No, check that. I want to apologize to our players, fans, the entire Celtics organization, and my family for letting them down. I am sorry for putting the team in this difficult situation. I accept the team's decision out of respect for everyone involved. I will have no further comment. I think between the team and the coach, they have maybe a combined 15 words on this topic. Lawyered up and saying they can't say anything at all, which they didn't. Personally, I don't think he'll coach for them again. How do you bring that guy back? You just suspended him for a year. Whatever he did, you thought that it was bad enough and a violation of your code of conduct to the extent that it warranted a one-year suspension. So why would you bring him back? And even if you did, I wonder if he wants to come back. And even then, if he did want to come back and they allowed him to come back, how weird would that be? A year after the fact, he's just going to walk right through the door. Hey, guys. Yeah, great coach. Great coach. Not a great dude. Great coach. Maybe. I mean, guys have gone away and come back, but not had that kind of effect on the organization. I would imagine that, I don't know what happened, but whatever happened probably was pretty traumatic and affected a lot of people within the organization. I have a hard time seeing this guy coming back to that organization. Somebody will hire him. Let's go to the ATP really quickly. Yimmy, you are producing so much content these days. Are you going to create an OnlyFans account next? Signed, Patrick. My response to that is no, not next. But I'll probably get there, Patrick, at some point. Given the amount of money, Patrick, that's being made on OnlyFans, I'll probably get there at some point. I'm not there yet in my career. I don't know if that's part of my reinvention project. Isn't that like for like the every person's porn? Every man porn, every woman porn, everything porn, the next door neighbor porn for themselves. Yeah, no, not next, but probably ultimately. Probably ultimately I'll get there. Isn't that what the public wants? An 80-year-old Van Smack on OnlyFans? Hey, Patrick, teach me how to set that up. Patrick? Hey, Patrick, how much money are you making on OnlyFans? Teach me, brah. Anyway, Alvy, are you ready? Alvy, my man, are you ready? Roll it.
If your child goes down the street and somebody makes fun of him because he dropped a pass in a pickup game or says he's fat.
What is up? What a weekend. Welcome to the program. I'm Jim Rome. What a wild, wild weekend that was. I would encourage you to start dialing right now. Coming off that NFL weekend and the college weekend and everything else, there's no way you could not have a take. Week two. Check that. Week Tua. Yeah!
Tua going deep.
Tua going to need a wheelbarrow after the season.
The tote was money. And also, let's go for Hornets.
When you show the kind of brass set that the Dolphins have in the first 2 weeks, it really does buy you the right to say whatever the hell you want.
Let's go for Hornets.
Snap to Murray. Drops back to throw. Looking. Takes off.
Jim, I've been a Raider fan since 1974. I have officially divorced these bags.
Did it at a divorce.
I hate the Raiders now.
Touchdown! Garrett Wilson scores!
This is why I ripped that gloss that I bestowed upon you as America's team. That's why. Oh, and that whole little Deshaun Watson deal, too.
I mean, the more disappointing thing was the booing at
my
the
guy,
end.
That is an amazingly horrible take. I mean, you didn't really just say that, did you?
Miles Garrett is way out of line. You guys deserve to be booed.
Jordan Schultz joining us. Who choked worse, the Ravens, the Browns, or the Raiders?
I would say, and that's so tough.
Twitter!
Nate Hackett is the Nate Peterman of coaching. Nate and GR. It's a lot of Nates in there.
This bum, Nathaniel Hackett, really has me feeling some kind of way. And I apologize. I know bum smack is not allowed.
What are you doing? I understand you're beaten down, but do you have any self-respect that you're begging for that guy? Justin Reed is my guest.
2-for-1 special going on right now.
Like, how much fun are you having as a Chief?
Man, so much fun, bro. When you're winning, everything is sweet.
Oh, God! Oh,
just spraying this cat with ketchup and mustard, like emptying the bottle on this guy. My man is a human condiment.
Touchdown, Bills!
I've been a Patriots fan since I was a young kid. Buffalo was off the charts. Josh Allen, he doesn't have a cannon, he's got a howitzer.
It's picked up by Byron Murphy!
Byron Murphy Jr. is joining us.
Oh, I know it was a touchdown. Should have held that ball all the way back to Arizona, but...
Do you know for a fact it was all good?
I know for a fact it was good.
Down on the first and goal for the Eagles.
Order your ribeyes like some real thin, fry up them onions, slop on that freaking cheese with, and savor that thing. The Eagles are ready to soar.
Cody, the ragdoll legend. You tried to kill your brother, so we had to separate you two. But you're mad at me. You're going to go dump in my fireplace.
You have a big dump in
my fireplace. Chase Bryce.
Hey.
What was going through your mind while that ball was in the air?
I'm like, man, it's going to be kind of short. I saw the tip and I saw the catch. Man, I didn't know what to do with my hands.
Get back to Judge, giving so much to the organization.
Damn, Yankee fan. Part. I mean, I started off thinking you were the best guy in the history of the world, and now I'm thinking, well, not
stupid.
That. I hate to be this venal. That guy just left a half a mil on the table.
Unbelievable.
Twitter.
I've got beef with dorks that gargle Listerine. I'd rather smell post-coital morning Jägermeister breath than that green bottle of decomposing hooker juice. Abby and Dahmer Diego.
Amazing.
Pat Narduzzi.
I appreciate Jim. I'm doing great. You know, it gets me cranked up to, you know, welcome to the jungle, Jim Rome show.
See, that's the Pat Narduzzi. I'm Jim Rome, speaking on behalf of the FDA. When flavoring your shish kebabs for the grill, please use soy sauce and not Robitussin. Thank you.
You know what? It's the only reason why I do. Don't be like me. Be better. It's not about the bricks. Not about the mortar. It's about the people and the lives that you affect while you're here. Help me, Rome. Help me now.
Twitter.
IME. IME stands for Intercourse Me Every Day. This is Wells now.
We suck again. Oh, what a catch.
Paul's dog. I mean, what happened? The dog catcher get that mutt?
Me. Going middle hydrant. That is an alpha move.
Well, listen here, dog breath. Ain't nobody smashing Bella's cat. Not meow. Not ever.
We see cat, mate.
Twitter.
Regards Sapphire trying to dry hump Bella's cat. Does that sound like a cat humping another cat? Sapphire does not sound like that.
You can add cat porn to the list.
Oh, is it 9 o'clock?
Definitively no.
Go cojones.
Robert Slurver.
Irvine Company. They're not apartment home.
Rum Ralph.
Ime, be a horn dog. Udoka.
Since that one dude blew that butt biscuit in the Monday Night Football movie.
You and Bigot Todd.
Oh.
Sportscasters who say,
Keflon Johnsonville sausages.
We still got 8 weeks to go.
Come on!
Come after me. I'm a man.
You're not a man. You're a goat.
I'm 40.
Good night now.
Oh, man. That was so good, Alvin. So, so good. Alvin even pulled something off the Jim Rome's Big Head Bets pod. Did you hear it? Did you pick up on it? ATP. Did we hit that, actually? Some reaction really quickly. Corey J writes, holy bleep, freaking James. Cheers to you. Thanks for starting off the Friday with a bang. I am still grinning ear to ear, my man. Chevy Rider 78, best three things about the Jim Rome show today. Number one, Jim Rome. Number two, Bella's cat. Number three, James in Portland. Come on!
Come on!
This is great. You know who else approves? Abby. Abby, who also made the week that was with her post-coital Jägermeister morning breath. Crack. She writes, James is now my favorite caller. That's high praise. Come on!
Come on!
His buzzer is the best. JJ Sportmo, Jim, you know there were going to be dog and cat fights on the show. You pimped for some wiper blades and the omen came true. The sky has opened up and here come the canines and the felines. It's a good point. It is a good point. I kind of asked for it, didn't I? All right. Romy, have Alvy put up James's manual buzzer versus Rachel's sign G off. It's up to Alvy. Is this what passes as content now? I don't know. Like, Rachel... Rachel, I've always had mad respect for it, just the power of the buzzer. But James is just so funny. I mean, can we extend the hour? James is incredible. What ages well? What hold up? The way Rachel's has. Huge call brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for their guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people you know you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. You have an amazing weekend.